Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, Rico, did you see who showed up at practice today? Ja'Marr Chase.
He wants that money. All right, David, what you got for us? Let's do a blitz.
All right, so I am doing this one because of Kenny. PFF, I'm sorry, 24/7 Sports has a list of quarterbacks after week one. So they ranked them. They have a 20 quarterback list, but I'm going to just do with the top 12 because the reason why he's upset is because Carson Beck is at number 12. So I'm going to list everyone above Carson Beck and you tell me if he should be above him after week one. So let's start with number 11. It is Hudson Carr from Purdue. Went 24 of 25 for 273 yards, a career high, 4 touchdowns against Indiana State. He did make history. He tied the FBS record for completion percentage in a game at 96%. Should he be above Carson Beck?
Yes. Yes, he should. He almost went perfect. And sometimes, regardless of the opponent, Stoney, you got to tip your hat to only throw one incomplete pass the entire game. That's something. I mean, it goes back to, what was it, Phil Sims in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, sometimes it's like, yeah, this guy is just that good. So, yes.
It's impressive. I'll give him that. But, you know, I mean, who is he playing? Indiana State? Larry Bird?
Still, Stoney.
I know.
One incomplete pass. Yeah. I mean, they're on scholarship, too.
I know.
Number 10, Dylan Raiola. Nebraska won 40-7 against UTEP. He threw 238 yards, 2 touchdowns. Should he be above Carson Beck?
And what was Carson Beck's numbers?
Carson Beck's numbers were... Oh, I got to grab them. They're not in this article. Okay. Give me a second. I'll grab them.
Okay, no worries. I mean... He didn't go driving afterwards, did he?
He had 2 touchdowns, I know that.
He didn't go driving on his own, right?
278 yards.
Okay. You know what? I think everybody was waiting to see if Raiola could actually live up to the hype. A lot of pressure. I mean, he put a lot of pressure on himself.
Correct. By dressing like Mahomes.
It's weird that he's doing this whole Mahomes thing. Like, I mean, the number, the haircut...
Dominic Raiola doesn't look like Patrick Mahomes.
A little weird, isn't it?
You know, it does break some questions, but...
So let me give you his numbers, Carson Beck. 23 of 33, 278, 2 touchdowns.
So we're just looking at how they played in week one, so I get it.
You know what? I would put Carson ahead of Raiola.
Okay.
I mean, I get it. It was his first game, and Lord knows my quarterback's first game was a disaster. So at least he showed up and played.
So number 9 is Cam Rising from Utah. 10 to 15, 254, 5 touchdowns. They won 45, 49 to nothing.
5 touchdowns.
He should be above.
That's great.
Yes.
No, I don't think he should be above Carson Beck. You know why? Because Cam Rising is 38 years old.
Oh,
he's been there so freaking long. Well,
you just described half of college football.
I know.
So
I know, and if my memory is correct from listening to the show a lot, it's all your fault.
Yes.
All right. Let me give
I had nothing to do with COVID. I promised the world. This was before I even got here. COVID existed.
Let me give you number 8 on the list. It is Nico I. I am never going to try to pronounce his last name. He went 22 of 28, 314. They played Chattanooga, though. 3 scores. 3 touchdowns.
No. I'm going to give it to Carson Beck because even though Clemson is a corpse of a team, it's still Clemson.
Yes, they're still power 4.
Okay, that's Chattanooga.
Okay.
Who plays? The Moccasins, I think.
Yes, they are. Very good. They had a basketball. Keith, Mr. Jennings was from UT Chattanooga, I think. Remember him? Okay.
I'm trying to think. Was that Terrell Owens?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I thought he went to Tennessee State.
No. He was Chattanooga.
Chattanooga. Yeah. Okay. Number 7 was Jalen Miro, 200 yards passing, 3 touchdowns. Also rushed for 79 yards and 2 scores against Western Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was better because he did it in like half a game.
Correct.
Yeah.
Unlike another SEC team, they just came out and they weren't playing. They put their foot on the throat of Western Kentucky. Georgia struggled. Sorry. Go ahead, Stoney.
No. I'm with you on that one.
Number 6 is Drew Aller. I mean, we all know what he did.
Yes.
They beat West Virginia.
Yeah, pretty good team.
Looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a real offensive coordinator now.
Yeah, they had a couple scores of 40-plus, which is something you never would say with Drew Aller and Penn State.
On the road.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let's get to the top 5 here. You have Jackson Dart of Ole Miss. I mean, I don't even need to say what he did.
They played Mumford, for crying out loud.
They did. 5 scores.
Where'd they play? They played somebody who's ridiculous, like Valpo or somebody.
They played Furman. It doesn't matter.
Oh, the Paladins, the Furman.
He didn't play in the second half, though. All right, number 4.
He didn't play in the second half, and he still had all those yards.
Correct.
Right. I'm just going to say
Kenny, you remember which former Lion played at Furman? Where's your Jerome Felton jersey?
Number 4 on the list is Noah Fifita from Arizona. 19 of 31, 422, and 4 touchdowns.
19 of 31 is not that impressive to me. Plus, you have that receiver was unbelievable.
Yeah, they just threw the ball to him.
Yeah.
They did. Who did they play? 10 catches for 304 yards. They played New Mexico, believe it was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No defense in that game.
No, Carson Beck better.
All right, number 3, Shedeur Sanders. 400-plus yards, 4 touchdowns against North Dakota State. But North Dakota State is good in 1AA.
But does Shedeur Sanders get demoted because his time management was completely awful? How much of that's on him or how much of that's on his dad?
See, I think that's on his dad because especially – this one's hard because they padded his stats. They tried to make sure that he's going to win a Heisman or he's going to be sitting in New York. You almost lost the game because you just wouldn't – take, and I wanted them to lose because of that, okay? It was right up there with Jonathan Smith not kicking the field goal. Like, right. Sometimes, guys, what the hell are you doing? Shedeur Sanders, I will say this. With 2 minutes to go in a game, I don't think there's any other quarterback that I would want on the field than Shedeur Sanders. He gets it done. That, like, the final 2 minutes of the half or a game, that's money time.
They could play 2-on-11, just him and Hunter, and maybe complete a pass.
He's going to drive down the field. You cannot stop him. But he plays for Colorado, so I'm going to be a hater.
Okay.
Carson Beck.
Well, the top 2 quarterbacks on this
Hairy
list.
Dog.
Cam Ward, 385, 3 touchdowns, an interception.
Yeah.
And Quinn Ewers, number 1.
Yeah, was it Cam Ward did all of that, plus he took the Georgia quarterback's girlfriend.
Stole recruits.
Right, they stole recruits. They did everything. They ate Gator that right there at the 50-yard line. Just fricassee the Gator.
And then Quinn Ewers is number 1, 260, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
But they didn't play anybody either.
And the funny thing is, he did all of that, and more people wanted to see Arch Manning.
You're right. They cheered.
When Arch Manning came into the game and threw the pass and – scored the touchdown. That was the bigger cheer. So
it's almost like the boos that Davis Warren got when he would come out of the game, which made no sense to me.
Were they booing because he was leaving, or they booing because of the other quarterback that was coming in?
No, they were booing because Warren was coming in. People love watching those mobile quarterbacks.
Even though he can't throw passes?
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of boos. There were a few. It was a murmuring.
So, according to Kenny, no one is ever going to be better than Carson Beck. That is your College Football Blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.